What word would you use to tell me that he went from this end instead of from here to here when he crossed the field?
He just went across the field. If he just left here and went up there. If he left there and come here, he wouldn't have been going across the field.
Uh-huh.
He walked across the field.
Okay. When two roads cross and the houses are like that, you'd say one house stands on either side of the road. You'd say that the houses are what from each other?
Left and right.
Uh-huh.
Two houses, one on, that's the road.
This is the road, and this is the road.
Yeah.
And that's one, and that's one. That's like the post office and Peebles. How would you say to describe to me where they were?
On the side of the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to know is the difference, how you would show me the difference between the way that these houses are and the way that these houses are. These you would say are what? The street from each other.
The same street, these two houses.
Yeah.
Same street.
And then these houses?
Mm-hmm. Them now they're on different streets, you see. Different street.
Uh-huh.
That on one street and that on another.
Okay, now you're sitting across from your wife, right?
That's right.
But I'm sitting what from you?
That's often from me. Well, you sitting me here sitting face to face and you sitting cross.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I want you to tell me about these houses. Tell me how these are sitting on the road. Mm-hmm. What would you say?
One's on one side of the road and one on another.
Uh-huh.
So the road go straight, huh?
Are they, how would you say are they?
Face to face.
Okay, and how would you describe these?
Yeah. Well, them sitting. Now, there come the road this way and the road this way. Well, these sitting.
Now, if these are sitting facing, these would be sitting?
Cross.
Okay.
Cross.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, I would like if you would tell me something. Just now, I'm just going to ask you another question.
I thought you said it wasn't going to be long anymore.
Well, this is all. Remember all those ones that we skipped? We have to just try once more with those that we skipped.
Give them one. I'm going to get them again.
What do you call a wall or a fence made of rocks or stones?
Dam.
That was number 15. Number 23, what do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
bag?
Numbers 27, what do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Seesaw?
34, what do you call a paved road with a light-colored surface, usually paved with concrete?
Concrete. Cement.
38, what do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
He's sort of dog.
39. What do you call this gentle sound made by horses at feeding time?
Whimper.
40. What do you call the meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked?
Rib.